Thank you. church say amen. Let's remain standing for our call to worship this evening. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Lord, I have loved thy habitation, the place where thy honor dwelleth.
The Lord is in his holy temple, that all the earth keep silence before him.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Let us remain standing for our opening hymn, number 28, found in our hymnals. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the storming blast, and our eternal home.
Oh,
We shall be led in prayer this evening by Reverend Valentino Lassiter. Amen.
Shall we all turn our hearts and minds toward heaven as we join together in prayer? My faith looks up to thee, O Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my sins and guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. O thou eternal God, our Father, it is once and again that we, thy handmaid servants, bow to turn thee thanks for the many, many blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We come this evening, O Lord, thanking you for giving us even a portion of health and strength, for the privilege that we had of rising this morning to discover that our rooms were not our death chambers, that we had the activity of our limbs, breath in our nostrils, we were able to get up once again and see another day that thou hast given us. Then, O Lord, we thank you for having brought us through over the highways and byways here once again together in thy name. We pray this evening that as we are gathered with our hearts turned toward thee, that you would search out each and every heart. Then searching, Lord, if you find anything like sin, anything like malice, anything like hatred, we beg thee to remove it just now and cast it far from us, where it won't ever rise against us or condemn us at thy great bar. We thank you, O Lord, for so many blessings, but we realize that we don't live so good to deserve your goodness. We haven't followed the commandments so well that you set before us that you should just bless us. But out of your compassionate love and amazing grace, you let our moments continue to roll on. And for that, we are thankful. We're thankful this evening, Father, for this occasion which draws us together. We're thankful even for he who is to come and break the bread of life. We thank you for all who have come to take part of this service. We pray, Lord, that you would set our souls and our hearts on fire. But we're living in a cruel and cold world. We're living in a cold world where men are saying that you're gone and that you're dead. We're living in a world so cold that men are trying to gain the whole world, but without realizing that if they lose their souls, damnation is at their part. And Lord, we pray this evening somehow that you would set those souls on fire. Set those souls on fire with faith. Set our souls on fire with love. Set our souls on fire with determination. So that when we reach that point in our lives where we're about to give up and turn back, we can hear thy voice saying, stand still and fight your battle, for I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Keep us thyself, we pray. Keep us running the race that you've set before us. May we have run so that at the last judgment day, when thou hast called the final shots, may we be able to stand at the finish line to hear you saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. These blessings we ask in thy name. For thy precious sake we pray.
Our first two selections this evening will be given by the Inner Strength Gospel Choir of Boston University. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. By and by. When says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, but I want to make you ruler over men. But right now, we'd like to bring to you, to those of you in the audience as well as in the choir, who haven't made that cry, save me, Lord. Today is your day. Cry, save me, Lord. It's just simply acknowledging that you are a sinner. And asking God to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins. And if you do that, the scripture said that not that you might, or that, well, that's a possibility, but it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you want to check the reference on that, check Romans 10 and 9. Yeah. Save me, Lord, is our cry. Save me, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Inner Strength.
Amen.
Friends and guests, brothers and sisters in Christ, on behalf of the Black Seminarians of Boston University School of Theology, I welcome you this evening to this worship service in the hope that it will serve as a continuation to the Christian nourishment you have already received here and throughout the rest of this day. May it continue as a day of praise and also extend greetings to what is also the beginning of a most special week. For we are celebrating in the Black experience and are blessed to initiate this task through the inspiration and words of the Honorable Bishop John H. Adams of the African Methodist Episcopal Church,
Amen.
Who will lead us this evening. I not only welcome you, but I also invite you to center yourselves in the spirituality and encounter of Christ as he is known and as you yourselves know him. Through the sphere of blackness and the truth of the gospel, as we seek to meditate, to pray, to preach, to sing, and touch that dimension of life which links us with the ultimate and the supreme. I invite you to listen, learn, and understand that inasmuch as all races were made for and by one Creator, we, the created, must come to know and appreciate him through all the races. And so the experience of being Black in this life, for many here, a great and personal experience, and for all, an encounter with truly a magnificent race, which leads and guides those who will follow to him who is spirit and truth in this worship experience. Our activities will continue through Wednesday with the preaching and sharing with another outstanding servant of the Lord, the Reverend William A. Jones of Buffalo, New York. And you are invited as well to come and hear him. Let then the Spirit be your guide. In Christ, let your hearts and minds reside as we open the spiritual doors to you and as we relate relevancy to religion. We hope you will continue the journey with us this week and make this a most meaningful occasion. Thank you.
The scripture for this evening comes from the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 11th through the 20th verses. While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave a sum of money to the soldiers and said, "Tell the people his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep, and that if it comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded unto you. And lo, I am always with you to the close of the age. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Amen. We will now have two selections from the missionary choir of Charles Street AME Church.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Can the redeemed say amen?
Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We're so grateful to Charles Street for coming to be with us this evening. They not only tell us that if we choose Jesus, we choose the whole world, but then they also remind us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. In other words, the whole world is Jesus. As one songwriter says, Jesus is all the world to me. We're so happy that all of you have come to be with us this evening and so cooperative and supporting us. Union Baptist Church and Reverend Brown there, Charles Street Church. We always have to be a part of St. Paul's Church and all of St. Paul's activities. See Reverend Brother Green and all of our other ministers. Happy to have Reverend Brother Sanders at Bethel AME Church and Lynn to be with us this evening. So we're happy to all of you to come to support us. Now you think we sit here sometimes over here in this school of theology and go to theology classes all the week. No, we have to have something to strengthen us and to lead us with that theology. So it's people like you with your prayers and with your support that keep us going. We ask that you would pray much for us and feel free to call on us for anything. We come to this point in time now. We don't want to stop and cut short. We come to this point where we can all take a part. And that is namely the offering. So what we're going to do, the brothers are going to come down the aisles, and we ask that you would be generous as the plates come down the aisle. We're going to ask Reverend Saunders if he'll come to the piano while the plates are going down the aisle. Amen.
Thank you.
Can this congregation say amen?
Amen.
Can this congregation say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
My brothers and sisters, Chaplain Flake, fellow seminarians, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm glad to be here to help celebrate with these black seminarians worshiping the black experience. I'm glad all these fine black choirs invaded Marsh Chapel. Just 25 years overdue. And if they hadn't let you guys in here to sing soon, these stones were going to cry out on it.
That's all right. That's all right.
Thank you so very much for the inspiration of your music. When I sit back and listen to the strength and power and spirit which the Lord has wrapped up in you, then I begin to understand that he's been chiseling out a new people. Been fighting them in hardship and oppression and patience. And so now we who were the despised.
See,
are the last and only reservoir of spirit left to redeem this land. So I'm glad to see all this. I'm glad to be back at Boston University. I really am. I'm just thrilled at being here and in this delightful city. Now, I normally don't preach long, but you've turned me on so high.
Love yourself. Love yourself.
And I want to talk for just a few minutes. You'll get to see the Late Late Show. I want to talk for a few minutes about the black ministry at its best.
That's all right.
The black ministry at its best. About 12 years ago, I left the church I was serving on leave for 6 weeks and went to Chicago to share and participate and help Brother Martin in the Chicago movement. And in one of the strategy sessions in the Chicago movement, we were sitting there and an artist brought a veiled painting in. And at the appropriate direction from Brother Martin, the curtains were separated and there was a big, bold sign saying, "Black is beautiful." And that slogan leaped off that canvas and captured our imaginations and turned our attitudes about ourselves completely around.
That's all right.
But in these 12 years since I first read and heard Black is Beautiful, I've had some terrible reminders, some disastrous reminders that black is beautiful is not enough.
Well, I heard it.
Not only must black be beautiful, ebony must be excellent. And that's why I want to talk about the black ministry at its best.
That's all right.
The call and the demand for the best is inherent to and central to the gospel of Jesus Christ. One day a scribe trying to trick Jesus walked up to him and said, "Master, we know you are a great teacher come from God. Lord, you know whenever a smart man starts flattering somebody he thinks not as smart as him, he's trying to trick him. Which is the greatest command?" And Jesus' instant reply, "You should love God with all your head, your heart, your soul, your spirit." But the key word is all. And if you love God with all, that's your best. My father, who was a preacher before me, used to go around the remote places of South Carolina, and he used to make a speech I didn't understand. And he used to get up and say to the folks, "You know, God made me on Monday morning." He said, "When the Lord decided to fashion me, he was well rested. He had a fresh new supply of materials, and he had the benefit of his prior experience. When God made me, God was at his best." And I didn't understand that he was saying to black folk, "Think well, because God was at his best when he made you." I had a professor right here, Boston University School of Theology, named Brightman, taught me philosophy and ethics. And one of the books he made me read was his book called Moral Laws. And as I wrestled with his philosophic ethics, I stumbled upon a law which Dr. Brightman called the law of the best possible. He said, whatever the circumstances, considering all the conditions and actors and circumstances, your job is to do your best possible no matter what, nor where, nor when, nor why. And you know, the ministry at its best is so badly needed, because sometimes I think we're living in society at its worst. 22 years ago, the judges said, "Separate but equal is a judicial fraud and an educational myth." Years ago, after Brother Martin left this place and led the Montgomery boycott, schools are more segregated. Black folks have fewer jobs. Black income is less in comparison. And visibility, can you imagine? Vernon Jordan reminded me the other night that the President of the United States could speak to the State of the Union, and at no point in his whole concept of the nation does he mention black folks anywhere. We live in a world where there is absurd abundance on one side of time and abject depletion right down the street. Half the world is hungry, mostly black and brown and yellow, and the other half throws away enough to feed them. The goods are here. The technology to deliver it is here. The will to share is not here. So we live sometime in the world at its worst. When I see drugs peddled and the crime my brothers and sisters sometimes commit to support those terrible habits, it makes me so mad to see the peddler on the street pestered while the big shot is protected by expensive lawyers and cheap politicians. The world is kind of at its worst. Here we are celebrating a revolution. A ref, can you imagine us celebrating the treachery and traitorous behavior of men who revolted against their constituted authority, and they're trying to pawn off on me, Wallace, and Reagan, and Ford? You know, those guys really do believe that if they build some more bombs, some bigger guns, some larger missiles, and retrain some more troops, at the same time they provide less food, less education, less health, and less justice, somehow that's going to solve our problems. Yeah. World's kind of at its worst. A young man steals some groceries to feed his family. They put him in San Quentin. The leader steals the Constitution. And they sent him to San Clemente. They support the old, the handicapped, the powerless. And they call that welfare fraud. But when you have oil depletion allowances and contract subsidies and corporate bribery and income tax loophole, that's called legitimate economic policy. My brothers and sisters, we are caught in an awful and terrible tension between the Lord Jesus' demand for our best and the society in which we live, which functions at its worst. And my brother ministers, it is so easy. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is so easy to slide. Sort of glide into what I call a comfortable mediocrity, where you blur the edge of your intellect so it will never perceive the other edge of the problem. We accommodate, we assimilate, we have little faith and lots of emotion. A lot of rhythm and too little righteousness.
My Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Therefore, I appeal to the black seminarians and the black brothers and sisters who love Jesus. to give the world a ministry at its best. Our Lord Jesus, as he got ready to go back up and be with the Father, decided he would leave some advice and instructions for his disciples. And I think wrapped up in those words are the way we can have a ministry at its best. It says, when they went to the mountain where Jesus directed them, he met them. Our ministry will be at its best when we are obedient to God's word and not man's word. There are 1,000 voices and a babel of tongues calling us in every direction. Our society is plural. Our world is permissive. But let me remind you who followed his call. You are not self-directed. You are God-directed. You are not called to do your own thing, which might be anything. You are called to do God's thing.
Go ahead.
The book of Jude talks about wandering stars and waterless clouds, driven by the wind, moving and going away. Pretty, but without any point. If we would have our ministry at its best, then we must be obedient to God. But not only obedient to God, we must be reverent before him. For the word says, when they saw him, they worshiped him. Now, you know, we've lived to the time where there's very little left that's revered, much less respected.
Yeah, that's right.
Human life is cheap. Our families are violated. Nature is destroyed. Our privacy is invaded. Our rights are denied. Yet we must affirm that there are some things that are true. There are some things that are right. There are some things that are beautiful. There are some things that are holy. And we must revere them in the name of God. So you who would survive the profane must cultivate a strong personal devotional life. You must live prayerfully. You must live carefully. You must live reverently, taking time to be holy, speaking often with the Lord. Not only must you be obedient to, reverent before, but you, if you want your ministry to be at its best, you must be empowered by God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The word said, all authority on heaven and in earth is in my hand.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You know, I believe in power. I think there is a direct relationship between how much power you got and how much dignity you got.
That's right.
So I believe in black power and soul power and brown power and red power and woman power and youth power. I want everybody to have some power. But that's not enough power. When you trust institutions, they're selfish. When you trust traditions, they freeze.
Yes, sir.
What you need is God's power.
Yeah.
And like these choirs sing, you need to remember to cry out, "Come, Holy Spirit, yes. Heavenly Dove, yes. With all thy quickening power."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you want your ministry at its best, you must be obedient to God, reverent before God, empowered by God, and then you must be in mission for God. For he says to them, "Go teach what I taught you to teach and baptize them in my name." Oh, we spend so much time scratching each other's back. You know, babysitting one another. I remember when we had our first child, my wife didn't know much about taking care of babies. Every time the baby would cry, she'd call a doctor. One night she called the doctor about 2 o'clock in the morning, and he said, "Mrs. Adams, give the baby an aspirin and put it to bed. You take 5 and go to bed." But so much energy in the church is used up babysitting one another. But half the world is starved. And the Lord says, "Feed the hungry." Half the world is in bondage. And the Lord says, "Set the captives free." Most of the world is blind spiritually. Jesus commands. Somebody try to tell me the gospel's not relevant. Somebody try to tell me the gospel's not contemporary. You identify the crisis, and I'll speak to you from the word of Christ. Obedient to, reverent before, empowered by, in mission for, and I thank God for his promise that if I do that which is my best, I can surely trust him for the rest. For if I am obedient and reverent and empowered and busy for the Lord, then he keeps company with me. For the last word is, "Lo, I am with you." Always.
Always.
Oh, if you take the wings of the morning, I'll meet you up there. If you go to the depth of hell, I'll get you down there. If you go to the bottom of the sea, I'll meet you there. You want your ministry at its best? In a world at its worst? You obey God. You revere God. You use God's power. You do God's mission. And lo, he is with you. Always. And when life knocks you down, he picks you back up. You don't know about that yet. When life breaks you apart, he puts the pieces back together again. When they leave you out, you can remember that he included me. your ministry at its best, in a word, at its worst.
I believe that we can all New Temple singers are singing at Northeastern.
Amen.
They must leave now. Mm-hmm. Brother Saunders still here. As we think on this challenge given to us by Bishop Adams, so beautifully and eloquently presented, mm-hmm. I believe that this is the time when we need to reflect on all of our ministries. Yeah. The ministry is not confined just to men and women who preach God's word. But there is a ministry in song. There is a ministry in teaching God's children. There is a ministry in serving God. We open now the doors of God's church to ask if there are any persons who have not yet understood what it means to be reverent, who have not yet understood what God's mission is for them, that you come right now realizing that God is with you even until the end of the world. Won't you stand?
Charge to keep my head. Charge to keep.
Sing together, a charge to keep I had. God to glorify. Never dying soul to save and fit it for the sky. You've heard the bishop relate the problems to you. But the songwriter says to serve the present age. My calling to fulfill. Oh, may it all my powers engage to do my master's will. And the bishop has said to you, you cannot do it by yourself. Arm me with jealous care as in thy sight to live. Know thy servant, Lord, prepare a strict account to give. And if you want to know where the power station really is, cry out to God, help me to watch and pray, and on thyself rely. Assured if I my trust betray, I shall forever die. If there is one who wishes to make that commitment to God, if there is one who wishes to reaffirm their commitment to God, if there is one who is not sure where their commitment to God is at this moment, then you come. Cry out to God, a charge to keep I had.
Thank you.
praises to the name of the Lord. If you just don't know how you're going to pass it, if you've got a problem at home with wife and mother and children, you need to talk to God about it. Help me to watch and pray and on thyself rely. As we sing that stanza, if you're here and you need prayer, why don't you come up to the altar right now so that we might be able to include you. Help me to watch and pray. Those who would come to the altar, won't you come back? I'm going to ask the Reverend John Brandon, pastor of St. Paul's Daily Church, if he might come forth and lead us in this altar prayer. We ask that the brothers of the Black Seminary might pray that God will continue to give them strength, that they are struggling with many issues in the school of theology, that God will give them the kind of strength that though they hear the Athens of professors, they might still realize that they need God in order to make it in this world. Won't you pray now?
Oh God, our Heavenly Father, the Almighty, from everlasting to everlasting, God of God, we come in your presence once again in prayer to thank you for your goodness, to thank you for your loving kindness, to thank you for your presence in this place, to thank you for your word, and to thank you for thy son Jesus. To thank you that one day he came. He died, but he rose again and he's coming back. To thank you, our Father, for an opportunity to bring all of our burdens to you. To thank you, our Father, for the strength that you've given that we could bow at this altar and even come into this church. To thank you, O God, that one day our eyes were closed, but you opened our blind eyes. One day we could not walk, but you said, rise up and walk. We just want to thank you one more time. To thank you, God, for taking upon thee all of our burdens, for bearing our burdens from day to day. Thank God, Father, that we could come to you whether in the classroom or the job, that we could come, oh God, in the secret of our heart, that we could bring all of our problems, our trials, and our tribulations, and we know, our Father, we are sure that you hear our prayer, and that you will answer in your own time. Not according to our will, but we come pray that your will be done. That your will be done in our lives. Oh God, make us more holy. Help us to speak often with you from day to day. We thank you, God, for you are a great God. You said in your words to thy son Jesus, that if we but ask, we shall receive. That if we but knock, the door shall be open unto us. That if we but seek, we should find. Oh God, we come asking, seeking, and knocking at this very moment. Hear our prayers, our Father. You know our needs individually, and you know our needs collectively. Thank you, God. We thank you that we can come to you. Bless each one, our Father, gathered here today. Look down upon some mother.
And you just came in your words of assurance, but my grace is sufficient. Speak those words to us right now. Help us to know that your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient for all of our care, for all of our concerns, for all of our trials, and for all of our tribulations. Your grace is sufficient. We know that you heard our prayer right now. And we just wait upon you. We thank you for our bishop. Preach thy word today. God, may you continue to strengthen him. God, in your way, we thank our Father for the chaplain of this chapel. Give them continuously the courage to go on and to preach the gospel. Yes. We thank our Father for the students of this seminary. May they take up the challenge. Take up this challenge that was given out today. Be not afraid in the midst of the giants of this life. To be a day and just to preach no word. Oh God, when we will no longer gather the university, when we will no longer gather the churches, we await those welcome prayers. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. For you have been at your best.
Yes.
Come on up, just a little bit higher. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This service, all of us should be mindful that outside of these doors lurk many dangers, toils, and snares. For as God has given us this moment of life, it can be taken away in just a second. We ask that Sister Beverly Gross will come now. She is singing for us, Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on and let me stand. We ask that this would be your prayer, that God would take your hand and lead you so that you might respond to some of the challenges the bishop has given to you.
Began singing 4 years ago with the Black Seminarians. The face has changed, but it's still the same spirit here, and it's good to be here again. Before I sing Precious Lord tonight, I'd ask you to bear with me just a minute, because we do have so much to be thankful for this evening.
Yes.
This morning, when Reverend Flake asked me what I was going to sing tonight, I said to him, Reverend Flake, I don't know. That I've been thinking about it and I've been praying and I just don't know. And during the sermon, we were singing Amazing Grace, and I always associate Amazing Grace with Precious Lord. And I remembered when I was in high school, my senior year, we as a choir wrote a program that was entitled A Dedication to Man. And the last selection of that dedication to man was Precious Lord, which I was the soloist that day. And there was a girl who I'd like to dedicate that to tonight, who's no longer among the living, who was our age, who wanted so very much to sing in our choir when she was stricken down with a diabetic coma. And after 3 months, they also discovered she had multiple sclerosis. And she came to that service that day with a broken and bent body, and all the girls in the choir were so upset, and she looked up at us and she smiled and she said, I am not in pain because my God is with me. And for those of us who did not know God, we cried tears of sadness But for those of us who knew God, we cried tears of joy because we knew that Pam was not far from a place where she would no longer feel any pain. That was the last time we ever saw Pam, because that Monday morning she went to meet her maker. And this evening I would like to sing that song to you again. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand.
Thank you, Sister Gross, for that very touching song. Just on behalf here at this point of the seminaries, we just want to thank all of you for having come and been a part of us. The choirs, thank you, and the strength, Charles Street, Union. The good thing about it, St. Paul's, everybody came out in full force. We're happy to have you, and we ask that you come back and support us again, that you would notice the other activities that are going on in the week that are listed in the bulletin. Those of you who have nothing to do and wish to be back with us, we welcome you.
You got something to do.
Oh, right. That's right. Even if you have something to do, come on back just the same. We lack right at this point very quickly for all the members of the black seminaries just to stand so that we might know who they are. So let the people see us.
Amen.
Amen. All right. There are at least about three or four others, including another sister who couldn't be with us tonight for various reasons. We're also happy to have all of our fellow ministers of the city to be with us. And very quickly, we're going to ask every visiting minister if you'll just stand and give us your name and your church affiliation. Very quickly, every visiting minister. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to start with this brother here from Union. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Reverend Marvin Parker, Ministry
to
you, St. Paul.
Amen.
Reverend M. Gilbert, Pilgrim David Jackson.
Amen.
Reverend John Gilbert, Austin
David Jackson. Amen.
Reverend Milton Brown, Pilgrim Pastor Union Baptist Church, St. Paul, St.
Paul. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Donald
Buster, Pastor of
Amen. Amen.
James Joseph, Assistant
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Go on, William Sanders.
I'm William Sanders from Bethel, Lynn.
Amen.
John Bradley, Pastor St. Paul.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Okay. Roughly.
This concludes our worship service, but it does not conclude our worship, for we must leave this place to take throughout this university, throughout this city, and throughout the world, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we stand now and sing hymn number 306, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds Our Hearts in Christian Love. Fellowship of kindred minds is like unto that above. After which, Bishop Adams will give us our benediction. Grace, mercy, and example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the constant companionship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us now and forevermore.
Preacher's hands.